You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In 2009, Elise Daniels took a niche idea for fully customizable jackets inside and out and turned it into a multi-million dollar business. Exodus Wear now produces a range of custom apparel sold Australia-wide to schools, sporting, and community groups with plans for international expansion. In the future today, Elise would like to discuss how finding a strategic partner or investor for your business is just like dating. And I got to tell you, after talking to her about it, I really believe she is right on the money. No pun intended. And Elise, it certainly is a pleasure to speak with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. How you doing?
Thanks so much for having me back, Eric. And I know it sounds like an interesting topic, but truthfully, I think that's what my experience has been over the last sort of 12 months. And I'm surprised that more people haven't sort of made this connection between trying to find a strategic partner and dating, because to me, they seem pretty similar.
Yeah. And when you approached me about this topic, I thought it was fantastic and really looking forward to hearing about your experiences in this matter or within this matter over the last year and also getting an update as well. So for starters, when should you consider or one consider taking on a strategic partner or an investment?
The perfect time to take a strategic partner on or to take on an investor is when you don't need it. So the number one thing I've sort of found is we've been quite fortunate in that with this whole strategic partner investor thing, we didn't actually need to bring someone on board. The business has been in existence for 9 years. We've been doing quite well. And it was sort of just that we got to the point where, you know, if we're going to take the business to the next level, I felt that I needed to be surrounded by the type of people that could help me do that. And so that's where I started to look into, you know, wanting to bring on a partner into the business. So it was less about capital and more about, I guess, bringing that knowledge of other people into the business as well as using resources. But for me, I started to speak to a lot of people who are actually seeking investment, and I could see that there's almost a certain level of like desperation. Like when you're I guess in the startup phase and you've got X amount of money and you're, you know, not profitable or something like that, and you're trying to bring on an investor, it's sort of like this ticking time bomb. And I think that a lot of people can make the mistake of signing deals that are not good for them or not good for the business just because they can see that they're running out of runway. And so I think the optimal time to bring on an investor or start negotiating with anyone is when you actually don't need someone, because I think at that point you're a little bit more clear-headed. You analyze the deal a little bit more strategically as opposed to thinking, oh my goodness, if I don't say yes, how am I going to survive? So number one thing is, when things are really good, that's when you should start speaking to people, not when things are bad and when you're really desperate for money.
Totally agree with you 100%. You definitely don't want to get yourself backed into a corner and to have a desperate approach. That's the last thing you need. Now, what has been your experience like looking for a strategic partner?
It's been a huge learning curve. So as I mentioned, we didn't really make the decision to go and get a strategic partner. The business sort of reached a level where I was like, what are we going to do next? And a lot of my friends and a lot of people within my network had investors and had these amazing, you know, strategic advisors on their boards. And I, as you know, bootstrapped my business, you know, with $6,000 investment from my parents. So this was all something completely foreign to me. And so what I did essentially was I just wanted to learn about what venture capital was. I wanted to learn about, you know, angel investors and all of this sort of stuff. And so as I was speaking to people, inevitably opportunities started to present themselves where, you know, companies would say, hey, like, we actually want to chat to you. And for me, I think I was not ready for it in that I had no pitch deck. I had not, you know, run all the analysis and all of the sort of stuff that people ask you when they're, you know, talking to you about potential investor deals. And so for me, I always felt like I was running a race from behind, like trying to, you know, I'd have a meeting the following week where they'd be like, oh, we need this information. And so that weekend, I'd literally be trying to pull it together to, you know, be ready for the meeting. And so for me, in the end, I decided, I was like, no, I can't speak to anyone until I've actually got my pitch deck ready, until I actually know exactly what I want, what type of company I want to talk to. And so for me, I sort of went around this like crazy cycle of 9 months of speaking to people, you know, going to meetings, preparing decks, doing whatever anyone wanted me to do, and then being like, no, I'm putting a complete halt to it. Let me step back, think about why I'm doing this, and, you know, who I actually want to speak to, and be a little bit more strategic, because I think it's very tempting when someone says to you, oh, well, we want to speak to you about potentially investing into your business, you just ultimately, I think, always want to say yes. You're like, oh, okay, of course I want to speak to you. Whereas sometimes you have to be like, oh, well, should I even speak to you to begin with? Like, are you going to be the right partner? And so now I take things a lot slower. And if someone speaks to me, I generally like have a very informal sort of chat first. And then I decide, hey, are we going to like, you know, sign NDAs? Are we going to, you know, go through a pitch deck and all of that sort of stuff? Whereas I think when I first started, I was just appreciative of the fact that anyone even wanted to speak to me. And so essentially whatever they wanted me to do, I would.
Just like dating. What should you do before seeking out investors, Elise?
I think you have to get your business into shape, to be honest. So instead of being like, oh, we have this issue here, like, oh, you know, we've lost, you know, margin on these products, or we stuffed this up or whatever, because inevitably there's, you know, problems in business and times that you go through ebbs and flows. I think you need to make sure that your business is in the best shape possible. You want your financials to be looking absolutely perfect. And so for me, we've sort of now made the decision that we're not going to try too many different things. We know what our proven formula is, but we want our financials to reflect that. So it's like, okay, we know that if we spend X amount on this and X amount on that, it produces this many sales, which produces this much profit, and so on and so on. Whereas I think most business owners, you know, you sort of take your profits and you invest it into new things. You're like, well, what if we try doing this campaign and what if we try doing that? And I think if you're speaking to investors, that's the wrong time to be trying out different things. I think you need to go to investors with a proven formula of what actually works, so that they know if they just plug X amount more money to the top of the funnel, it will spit out, you know, more results in the end. So I think you really need to get in shape in terms of your financials. You need to have everything, I guess, in shape in terms of all of the business. So, you know, is everything up to date with all your trademarks, you know, just everything. You don't want there to be anything that comes up that you're like, oh, I wasn't ready for this. And you want to just have all your numbers ready. You want your pitch deck ready so that nothing sort of, I guess, surprises you during the process.
Elise, you're sharing some great information here today. We're joined by Elise Daniels, the CEO of ExodusWear, a multi-million dollar business that provides fully customizable jackets inside and out, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Elise, how do you know when an investor is the one?
And a tricky question, because to be honest, I'm not sure I 100% know the answer. I think when someone is not the one. So we've not committed to any company at the moment. We're still in discussions with a lot of people. And I think when you're hesitating, that's probably when you should not move forward. And so for me, I think ultimately what will happen is that I'll find a company or I'll find an investor where, you know, we just really click, they get what I'm doing, we align, you know, in terms of all of our strategic plans, there's heaps of synergy. You know, the deal is good for both sides. I don't think, you know, when you're doing an investment round, you want both people to be happy with the result. You don't want either party to feel like that they didn't get a good deal. And so for me, I think, you know, definitely don't rush into it. So it's sort of like finding a husband, right? Like, you know, you want marriage to be for life, and essentially taking on a strategic partner is like marriage in the business world. And so I think, you know, take your time, and if something doesn't feel right, then don't move forward.
Also, what was something that surprised you during all these negotiations?
Something that really surprised me was like the mental part of it, almost like the games that I guess are played when there's negotiations that happen. And so just strategic things like who calls who first, and, you know, emails, you know, being sent on like Friday afternoons, because then if it's sent on a Friday afternoon, you can't sort of respond straight away and you have to think about it over the weekend. And so I think a lot more goes into it behind the scenes than what people actually realize, because, you know, when there's large sums of money involved, you obviously are going to do as much as you possibly can to get the best deal. And so I think mind games actually comes into it quite a bit. And this is, again, like very similar to dating, where, you know, it's almost like in most people think that guys like the chase, and it's almost like if you're too eager, then they sort of go, oh, well, this is not interesting, and they back away. And so I think it's pretty similar when you're negotiating in business. Like, you can't seem desperate. You have to obviously, you know, show them that you're valuable and that they want to work with you. And that seems to get a better response than being like, oh, please, like, please, 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 please work with me. Because then I think people think, oh, you're desperate, we don't want to work with you.
Well, no doubt about it. It certainly has been interesting, and your take and perspective on this, it really does match up with, just like dating, looking for a partner and an investor without a question. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final word, or a tip for the listeners?
My number one tip when negotiating is to be in the position of power. So you don't want to go into a negotiation, like I said, in a desperate situation that you'll just take any offer. You want to have something that someone else wants so that you get a better chance of getting the deal that works for you. So I think if you're not in a position of power, then it's sort of like not the right time to be doing anything, because investors have been around the bush. They've done this many, many times, so they can sniff out, I guess, when things are not right. So even if you're trying to like portray the picture of like, look how successful we are, it only takes a small amount of due diligence for them to work out that the reality of the situation. So yeah, you want to make sure that like, get everything in order, get your ducks in a row before you start even talking to anyone, and then the negotiations will happen a lot easier.
Well, Lisa, it certainly has been great to have had you. Well done here today on the discussion. It certainly has been most helpful, and I'm sure our listeners agree with me 100%. Where can listeners get more information on ExodusWare, and how could one be in touch?
The number one way is to go to our website, which is www.exodusware.com.au. And Exodus is spelled E-X-O-D-U-S. And you can have a browse around our website. And if you're interested in any products, just submit an inquiry form, and one of our team will be in contact.
Good enough. Well, Elise, again, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for your time here today.
You too. Thanks, Eric.
We have been speaking with Elise Daniels, the CEO of ExodusWare, a multi-million-dollar business that provides fully customizable jackets inside and out. And for more information and to shop around, visit exoduswear.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.